Well, I hate to keep bringing you reports that start out with things just got worse, but things just got worse. And over the weekend, you may have heard, well, I don't know, let's back up. Friday morning, Trump announced, you know, total victory, that Iran has caved in to every demand, et cetera, et cetera. That whole thing fell apart within hours. And then by Saturday, everybody realized that Trump was just making it all up. And I've got some reports about that here coming up today as well, some reports I released over the weekend. And then, of course, just like we always predict, by, you know, Sunday night, Trump had changed himself yet again. He's talking about we're going to have to bomb them all, and we're going to bomb them back into the Stone Age, and we're going to destroy everything yet again. And in response to that, oh, and I forgot, the U.S. Navy also said that it fired upon an Iranian-flagged tanker ship using, I guess, a 50 cal gun, a deck gun, and shot out the engine of it and then boarded it. But then Iran denies that that happened, so who knows? We're not there. We don't know what's going on exactly. And, you know, the U.S. government just constantly lies about everything, as we have seen. And also with Iran, there are different groups there that have sometimes have different stories as well. So we don't know exactly what happened there. But in response to the threat that the U.S. Navy is going to start boarding Iranian vessels and taking them over, which is an act of piracy on the high seas, obviously, because they're talking about doing it globally. For example, boarding and taking over an Iranian tanker on the way to China, which I imagine China is not going to be too thrilled about that. They've already issued some warnings. But in response to all of this, Iran has said that it's going to strike in three areas, three specific areas that are going to devastate the world economy by taking 32% of global oil supply offline. Now, you may recall, and by the way, I'll go through these targets with you. We can take a look at this. You may recall that last week, we talked about how roughly about 20% of the world's oil supply is already offline right now. And that's because, you know, almost no ships are moving through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, technically, it might be more like 22%, but we're going to round it off at 20. And then we talked about old school economics versus more modern economic theory, and how in modern economics, the role of energy is better understood as being the enabler of the other inputs into the formulas that determine GDP, those inputs being labor, technology, and capital. And then if you add energy to that, energy enables those other three. So we talked about how a 20% reduction in the world's oil supply would result in at least a 10% drop in global GDP, which would be a global depression. I mean, it easily qualifies as a depression. It's much more than a recession. In fact, I called it triple COVID. You may recall that, because COVID, the 2020, saw a roughly a 3.1% reduction in global GDP, which was devastating at the time in many ways. Lots of businesses went under, lots of supply chains cratered, but that was only 3.1%. We are talking about 10% right now, a 10% reduction in global GDP based on 20% of the oil being blocked. Okay, now remember, these are rough numbers. This isn't a science paper. But we also talked about how for every 1% drop in global GDP, anywhere from 40 to 50 million people around the world are thrust into extreme poverty. That means they face, well, famine, being homeless, not being able to afford shelter and clothing and food, etc. So if you multiply that by the 10%, then you're talking about up to, let's say, 500 million people or half a billion people being thrust into extreme poverty all around the world. Now, that was last week. This week, it's worse. Now we're talking about 32% of the global oil supply being offline. So let's cover briefly how we get there, and then we'll run those numbers. But Iran has said they're going to hit the Yanbu pipeline in Saudi Arabia. This is a pipeline that the Saudis use to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. And I think that pipeline, if memory serves me, carries about 7 million barrels per day or something maybe in that range. That's a lot. Maybe it's only 5 million, but it's still a lot. All right, so that's one thing, the Yanbu pipeline, which is exposed, you know? I mean, parts of it are underground, but not all of it. So that can be hit. And then secondly is the Fujairah facility in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, that has also been used to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. And as you'll note, Iran is not a fan of the UAE, that's for sure. So they're going to hit this facility, they promise. And then the third is going to be the complete closure of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, which is controlled by or adjacent to Yemen. So it's controlled by the Houthis, who have already proven to be the world's most fierce fighters. I mean, they get things done. And that would block tankers from being able to access the Suez Canal. And if you can't go through the Suez Canal, well then, you have a very long, arduous journey all the way around the southern tip of Africa. And that adds weeks and many, many millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars, to the transportation costs. And it stretches out the tankers that we do have, meaning there won't be enough tankers for the world's supply, etc. And that's assuming you can even get anything out of the Strait of Hormuz, which you can't. So, Iran promises to take us, in summary, from a 20% reduction to a 32% reduction of global oil. Now remember that, I mean, that's almost 33%, so we can call it one third of the global oil supply. But 32% using our economic models that we talked about last week, the more modern economic models of energy and technology, labor, and capital, this would result in, as you have guessed, a minimum of a 16% collapse or contraction of global GDP. 16%. So now we're getting beyond just depression. Now we're getting into collapse territory. We're getting into a territory that is devastating for the world, for modern civilization. 16% contraction in global GDP because roughly one third of the energy supply is not available. So, using math on this, right, we can decide that somewhere maybe between 700 million and maybe 800 million on the high end, human beings will be thrust into extreme poverty, mass starvation of something approaching a billion people. Not quite a billion, but then again, some of these numbers are low. These estimates are low. So a 16% reduction in global GDP might be the more, might be the best case scenario. A worst case scenario would be more like, you know, 24% reduction in global GDP. And now we're talking about over 1 billion people thrust into extreme poverty, mass famine, and starvation. Got it? So that's what Iran now promises to do in retaliation to the escalation path that has been chosen by Donald Trump, who over the weekend tweeted out what a great ally Israel is and how loyal he is to Israel and how awesome Israel is. He didn't mention, you know, genocide or mass murder, raping prisoners or anything like that, because even though that's what Israel does, Israel's clearly the most evil genocidal nation on this planet at the moment. But Trump loves them. What does that tell you about Trump? But he's all in with Israel, so he is going to continue to escalate this, which means he's not choosing to take any kind of exit ramp out of this situation. Now, for Iran's side of things, Iran is fighting for its existence and its relevancy to the future of human civilization. Iran, if it does not assert its power over controlling the Strait of Hormuz at this moment in history, then Iran will be defeated and will become irrelevant. For example, if Iran just returns to the strait being completely open and free and anybody can come and go, then Iran is just inviting itself to be forever bombed by the U.S. and Israel with no ability, no leverage to negotiate with or to try to defend itself with. So Iran is playing the one card that it has, which is its ability to strangle the world's economic supply chains, let's say. And Trump loves to keep saying, oh, Iran, we destroyed their air force, we destroyed their navy, we killed their leaders. Well, number one, they didn't really have much of an air force. They had old, I think, F-4 fighters from the 1960s. They didn't have a navy. I mean, they had like small ships that were mostly like coastal water ships. They didn't have a navy. They weren't trying to go up against aircraft carriers and cruisers, etc. And even though many of Iran's leaders were killed, there are new leaders in their place, and the Iranian government has not fallen. The one thing Iran absolutely has with ample supply is missiles. Lots and lots of missiles that can take out the pipelines, that can take out ships, that can take out, let's say, LNG trains in Qatar, missiles that can take out U.S. military bases, which has already been demonstrated, obviously, missiles that can hit U.S. naval ships, like the USS Ford, or, you know, drones, right? So drones and missiles is actually, that's all that Iran needs to fight this war because of its geography. Because it is sitting right there in supreme control over the most important waterway on planet Earth that is relevant to modern civilization and its hunger for hydrocarbons. So because of that unique geology, you could say, well, geology plus geography combined, Iran is in the most important position in the world. And Iran knows it. And Iran is not going to surrender to Trump no matter what. No matter what Trump does, no matter how many bombs he drops, no matter how many threats, no matter how many power plants he takes offline, Iran can continue to maintain control over the Strait of Hormuz, and it can make the entire world pay a very desperate cost for the loss of energy. And so every time Trump escalates, for example, by attacking Iranian flag tankers, then Iran matches that retaliation by upping its target list. Now, understand that Trump initiates these things, and Iran simply responds. So it's Trump is the one driving the escalation, and Iran is simply responding or retaliating after it is attacked or after it is threatened. If Trump were to walk away, then this whole situation would de-escalate. But Trump can't do that psychologically because he's some kind of, you know, demonic narcissist at this point, like demon-possessed lunatic with a massive ego who wants to win everything, which in his mind means making the other party lose everything. So Trump will escalate and escalate and escalate beyond the point of all reason, which is why so many top members of the military have already either resigned or been forced out, because this is getting to the point where Trump is, you know, ordering the military to do insane, crazy things, and the military commanders are saying, sir, that is not possible to do. Like, let's land 10,000 troops and take the Karg Island, you know? And the commanders say it'd be a slaughter. It'd be a suicide mission. And you can only imagine Trump in the Oval Office. I don't care if it's a suicide mission. Just do it. We can win. I say we're winners. Nobody can defeat the U.S. military. We're the greatest, strongest military in the world. The biggest, beautiful military in the world. And the commanders will say, but sir, 10,000 troops isn't enough. They would all be slaughtered. You know, you can see where this is going. So Trump has this imaginary world inside his head that has no bearing on reality. But the military commanders are trying to give him the real world picture, which is like, hey, we can't even get our naval vessels too close to the Strait of Hormuz, or they will be attacked and probably set on fire and damaged, etc. And hey, you know, we tried to go in and you know, rescue the uranium with that fake cover story about the downed pilot. We tried that. We lost a bunch of transport planes. We lost a bunch of helicopters. Probably got a bunch of soldiers shot up and killed. We were lucky to get out of there alive. That didn't work. And the cover story was necessary to try to deceive the American people into thinking this was some kind of a victory, some kind of a successful rescue mission. No, it was a failed uranium extraction mission is what that was. Well, next, is Trump going to land like 20,000 troops on the shores of Iran? And then as they're all slaughtered, is he going to tell us that we won, that we've taken Iran? Is he going to plant like an American flag on some dirt mound in southern Iran and say, we now control Iran. I'm the president, you know, because he did that with Venezuela. That's not going to last much longer either, by the way. A lot of interesting things happening there, but we'll cover that another day. Trump can't take Iran, and he can't control the Strait of Hormuz. But he doesn't know that, and it's impossible to reason with the man at this point. So he continues to push the escalation, and Iran continues to respond with retaliation. As long as this cycle continues, here's where it goes. Either, number one, America tries to use nuclear weapons, which I think Trump will actually order the use of nuclear weapons, and I think that his military commanders will stop him. I do. I've pondered this scenario. I think Trump will order the U.S. to nuke Iran, and I think it will fail. I think that the nukes won't be launched, and Trump will be either defied, because every sworn soldier has the right, or actually the duty, to disobey illegal orders. So that's one thing. But secondly, I think Trump could be deposed. I think there could be quite literally either a political or a military coup against Trump to remove him from power if he starts to order nuclear weapons to be used. Because there are smarter people in the chain of command than Trump, obviously. Almost everybody's smarter than Trump when it comes to military matters. And some of those people will realize that, hey, if we nuke Iran, then probably Russia will nuke Washington, D.C. Or China might nuke New York City. I mean, who knows? I'm not saying for sure that that would happen, but you're opening the door. You're opening the door. If you're going to go nuclear against Iran, you're opening the door to nuclear retaliation from Iran's allies. And between Russia and China and all their hypersonic missiles and their Oreshniks and, you know, the ballistics, ICBM, everything, the hyperglide vehicles, the U.S. stands no chance of surviving as a nation if we open the door to nuclear war. And then we will end up having our cities nuked and destroyed. And I think there are some people around Trump and in the Pentagon who are very much aware of this, and they would do everything to try to stop it. I think there are still some sensible people in the chain of command. I hope there are. Because Trump is insane, and there's nothing that he won't do to try to feed his ego. Because he's a megalomaniac at this point. He thinks he'll win a Nobel Peace Prize by nuking 90 million people. I mean, you know how he keeps saying, peace through strength, peace through strength. Might as well just upgrade that, change it to peace through nukes. Peace through nukes, because that's pretty much what they believe in. Oh, and by the way, I should tell you, Pete Hegseth will be the fall guy for all of this. Hegseth, the drunk, is going to be the fall guy. He's obviously being positioned to be the one to take the fall when things go horribly wrong. They're probably just keeping Pete Hegseth around until the suicide slaughter of U.S. soldiers when they try to carry out a landing to try to take southern Iran. And then when all those soldiers are slaughtered and sent home in body bags, if they can find all the parts, then Hegseth is going to be sacrificed on the altar of the Pentagon. That's his role. And then he'll spend the rest of his life drinking himself to death with liver disease and everything else. He won't even be able to be a Fox News host again because he's a war criminal at this point. He'll probably be indicted by the ICC sooner or later. So that's Hegseth's fate, right? But there's something else you need to know. Trump is also going to be sacrificed by Netanyahu. Netanyahu knows that he can throw Trump away. Trump is disposable in the eyes of Netanyahu. And that, in fact, Netanyahu is making Trump do things that will lead to a defeat of the GOP and will give rise to the Democrats in not just the midterms, but following the 2028 elections, that is, if our country still exists. Netanyahu and his team of, you know, deep state agents and money launderers, etc., they are working heavily on the Democrats to make sure they get a pro-Israel Democrat into the White House. And then Trump will be the fall guy for everything that went wrong between now and then. See, Netanyahu can just, I mean, he's like a demon. He can possess somebody's body, I mean, figuratively, politically speaking, and then he can make them do crazy things and then throw away that body when he's done and then possess another body and then use that one for 3 or 4 years and throw that body away. Again, I'm speaking metaphorically here, but he will do that with different political stooges. And today, it's Trump. Next, it might be, you know, Newsom or somebody like that, or heck, could be Hillary Clinton. You know, she's still potentially in the running, or even worse, what if they bring back Kamala, you know, and AOC or something? That would be insane. But it's Trump's total abandonment of his principles that is leading us to a future where Democrats are going to seize control, and then they're also going to be totally controlled by Netanyahu and Israel, right? So it's going to be another layer of disaster on top of the current disaster that Trump is creating. But remember, Trump is doing this, being ordered to do so by Netanyahu. Clearly, he's always answering to Netanyahu and to Israel. So they are ordering Trump to basically commit political suicide in pushing this war and to order perhaps tens of thousands of U.S. troops to also commit military suicide. And then Hegseth and Trump will both be gone from the political landscape, and Netanyahu will just bring in new people. Because make no mistake, the voters of America are not in charge of anything at this point. Israel has total control over the United States government. And the only way this stops is if Israel is stopped. And that's the one thing that Iran might be able to do as a favor to the whole world, is to stop Israel's genocide and evil and infestation of the United States government. Wouldn't it be interesting if Iran stopped Israel and actually set America free from being entangled with this serpent, this snake known as Netanyahu? Wouldn't it be wild if one day we had Iran to thank for getting our country back instead of Trump? Trump promised to give us America back, but he just sold us out to Israel. Iran, if Iran defeats Israel, could actually give America back to the American people. Think about that. I know, pretty wild. So it's critical to understand that our modern world is so dependent on these hydrocarbons that it cannot function at its current level of function and current level of food consumption, current level of transportation and manufacturing and jobs, etc., if it's missing one third of the world's oil supply. It simply cannot. And so that means there will be a global contraction. And it just so happens, because of geography, that our world needs hydrocarbons that come from just a few key places and that are transported by ships, tankers that have to sail through a few key choke points. And you know, these are just the cards that we were dealt. And these choke points provide an enormous amount of control to countries like Egypt, for example, over the Suez, or Iran over the Strait of Hormuz, or, you know, look at the Strait of Malacca, or look at the Panama Canal. These choke points are the most important points of control for modern civilization. And our world cannot function unless these points are all open and traffic is flowing. And it's not currently. It is not. And we are now, what, 7 weeks into this? Something that Trump and his people said would be over in 1 weekend. Remember that? Yeah, it's been 7 weeks, or coming up on 7 weeks now. It'll be 2 months in another week. And then we will enter month three. And there's no end in sight. Because, again, Iran is not going to surrender to Trump. And Trump is apparently only going to keep escalating. Where this ends is anyone's guess, but it's doing tremendous damage to the world economy, world food production, capital destruction, stability, currency destruction, etc. It's doing so much damage all over the world right now. Every hour of every day, as the clock is ticking, our world is being torn down, and Trump just won't back off. He won't back off because he's insane and he's demon-possessed, I think, at this point as well. And he will be thrown under the bus when this is all said and done, like I said earlier. So that's the situation. That's where we stand right now. My guess is, even though I'm recording this late Sunday night, my guess is markets are going to get hammered today badly. Oil is going to go back up. Gold and silver will probably move up somewhat, especially gold, maybe not silver as much, but in fact, silver could actually go down depending on how it's interpreted by industry. But nevertheless, the market's going to take a hit. It's overvalued. And we're going to be moving into a chapter now where it's not just, hey, it's, you know, there's a problem way over there, but it doesn't affect us. We're about to move into a chapter where it's painful for Americans, where gas is over $4 a gallon on average, and diesel will be over $5 or $6 a gallon on average, and where groceries keep going up, and where supply chains start to break down. That's going to be happening over the next few weeks. And if you get to a point where, let's say, this is 90 days of things being closed down, or the Strait of Hormuz in particular, if you get to a point of 90 days, then the pain is going to start becoming really intense. And I don't know if any of you have ever done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but you're familiar with the term tapping out, you know? If your opponent has you in a rear naked choke or some kind of a choke hold, like a triangle, and your head and one of your arms is caught inside their leg triangle, and they're wrenching their ankle down and leg curling and pulling that leg around your neck. And yes, I've been in that position because I trained in BJJ, and I've done that to many other people as well. Well, everybody taps out. Everybody taps, like tap, tap, tap. Oh shit, can't stay here. You win, you know? So the tap out is what you do when you're polite, when you're training in martial arts, you tap out, or, you know, BJJ or wrestling or whatever, you know, you tap out. But in this conflict in the Middle East, nobody is willing to tap out. So everybody's just going to make the pain worse and worse and worse. Because it doesn't affect Trump. He doesn't have to go buy groceries. He doesn't pay for gas at the pump. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about the American people. He's going to throw Europe under the bus. He's going to throw Taiwan under the bus, and South Korea, Japan, the American people, the American economy, the American farmer. He's going to throw everybody under the bus as long as he gets his ego propped up by, you know, acting like a big man here. He doesn't care about you. He's going to throw the whole world under the bus, and he's not going to tap out until somehow he's forced to. And I don't know when that day is coming, but I have a suspicion it's not going to be any day soon. So you need to hunker down and prepare for months of this. Months of this. You need to prepare for 1/3 of the world's energy supply to be shut off for many, many months, possibly even going into the fall. I mean, theoretically, it could go to the end of the year or even more. I mean, who knows? But prepare for that. and get ready for the economic fallout. Some resources for you, of course, read my articles at naturalnews.com. They're very informative. Listen to my podcast here and my interviews at brightvideos.com. And then on top of that, our sponsors include the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, and they have solar generators, as well as dark bags, which are the Faraday bags, EMP protection. And then our online store, healthrangerstore.com, has storable food, long-term storable, freeze-dried, certified organic, lab-tested, ultra-clean, and even meals that you can get, like we have our macaroni and cheese, that's everything is real, like real cheese, real butter, real cream. It's all real. Nothing's fake. It's not like, you know, grocery store crap. And then on top of that, if you want gold and silver, our sponsor in that space is Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com, and they have very competitive pricing, very honest operation. And as you know, they're also in partnership with Tucker Carlson. So check out those sources if those can help you. And you can also read all the free books and download the free books at brightlearn.ai. There's now 50,000 plus free books, many of them on preparedness. It's a good time to get well informed about getting off grid, being more self-reliant, you know, building a solar system, whatever, having backup power. This is a good time to do that. Growing more of your own food, making your own medicine, learning how to use an ultrasonic jewelry cleaner to extract medicine from herbs that you've grown, things like that. This is a great time to learn those skills. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with brightvideos.com. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquamin, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my side here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquamin. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquamin, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools
for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.